Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome back, Boosters. Happy Thursday. Today we're delving into the essential concept of adaptive leadership, and this is a critical set for effectively navigating this constant flux, unforeseen challenges, and all these inherent complexities that just define the modern educational landscape. We know the traditional top-down, purely directive approach to leadership, while at times maybe having its place, this is often just insufficient to address the multifaceted and often ambiguous issues we face in our schools and districts today. Adaptive leaders, we are characterized by our agility, our remarkable resilience in the face of adversity, and a proactive approach to problem solving. These leaders possess a deep understanding that not all challenges have readily available clear-cut solutions, which are usually outlined in a policy manual. And also, these people understand that they need to be comfortable navigating the inevitable ambiguity that arises. They actively foster a pervasive culture of continuous learning and improvement within their organizations, encouraging thoughtful experimentation and viewing setbacks as invaluable learning opportunities, which also helps promote a growth mindset at all levels of our system. Consider a real-world scenario where a significant new educational technology platform is introduced district-wide. A purely directive leader might simply mandate its immediate and uniform implementation. In contrast, an adaptive leader would approach this with a more nuanced perspective. They would likely create multiple opportunities for teachers to explore the technology and share their initial experiences and emerging best practices with each other and continue to provide ongoing feedback. This process allows for adjustments to the implementation strategy based on real-world classroom experiences. It ensures a more effective and sustainable integration. Furthermore, collaboration is a defining hallmark of adaptive leadership. It involves genuinely engaging all relevant stakeholders. This includes teachers, students, parents, and community members, and bringing them into the process of identifying challenges and exploring potential solutions, and honestly also making informed decisions. By actively valuing diverse perspectives and fostering open and transparent communication channels, it will build a sense of collective ownership. And adaptive leaders can cultivate a powerful force for meaningful and lasting change within their educational communities by doing so. Ronald Heifetz, a leading authority in adaptive leadership, states that adaptive leadership is about mobilizing people to tackle tough challenges and thrive. In the dynamic educational environment of 2025, the ability to proactively anticipate potential shifts and strategically adjust existing strategies in response to emerging needs, this is going to empower others to contribute their unique talents and perspectives. This isn't just a desirable trait. This is a defining characteristic of truly successful and impactful educational leadership. Things for us to think about. How can we consciously cultivate a more adaptive leadership style within our own leadership teams? And how can we actively encourage a pervasive culture of agility, open communication, and genuine collaboration across all levels of our schools and our district? What specific strategies can we implement to foster a mindset that embraces experimentation? And we also want to view challenges as an opportunity for collective growth and, frankly, an opportunity for some innovation. That's your Thursday Boost, focusing on that critical importance of cultivating adaptive leadership in our schools. Join us tomorrow for our final episode this week. We're going to explore the powerful and increasingly essential role of leveraging data and using that data to drive informed and equitable decision-making. Thanks for joining your Morning Boost, and thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.